That's great. It starts with an outbreak. Wuhan, China is the place. And this year's crap right out the gate. Iran shoots down a plane. Aussie koalas burn. Donald Trump impeached. Kobe Bryant, RIP. Billie Eilish, Grammys. Poor Tom Hanks. Adele's no longer fatter. Kim Jong-un died. Nope alive. Mahomes on fire. MVP of the big game. And the 2020 Oscar goes to Parasite. News of murder hornets made us worry. We got Deary losing Alex Trebek. Screen by screen protesters hassled Trump. Taser stop when George Floyd was slain by white men. J-Lo, Super Bowl, Kardashian.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It just goes on and on. It is the end of the year. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing we are done with 2020. But you know what? There's going to be a problem in 2021 as well. 2020, what getting rid of 2020 is not the end of all of this. 2021 might not even be the end of all of this. Obama is saying that it's going to go to 2022. What does that tell you? It tells you you're not paying attention. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. The No Surprises Act puts into law a requirement that all of your health data go into a federal database. Do you think that that should happen? Why do they want all your health information in a database? To figure out what vaccines you've taken and which vaccines you haven't taken. And then what do they control by that? They control if you can get on a plane. They control if you can go to work, if you can go to a grocery store, if you can travel across state lines, if you can go to the doctor. That's what they control. Found a story because one of my great listeners sent it to me. It's not from any local publications. It's from the Federalist .com, which led into yesterday's question. White Pine County, Nevada, nullified the governor's COVID restrictions, declaring their own economic emergency. The question was, should other Nevada counties do that? 97% of those participating in the poll, our highest number of participants so far, said yes. Get on it. What do we do? Well, I get on the line and contact the White Pine County Commissioner who got the ball rolling and got it all started. Ian Bullis joins us right now. Ian, thank you so much for joining me on such short notice on the show. I appreciate your time so much.
Hey, no problem. You caught me on a day where I didn't have going on, so it's perfect.
Well, that is perfect. It was karma. So, Ian, what drove you to do this? And I mean, how did you get this started?
Well, I have been pushing for this since day one. And I mean, it's really simple. We took an oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution. And that's my job as an elected official. And when other elected officials start violating that, my job kicks in to protect the people that elected me from that. And so pretty much since the onset of this, I've been working very closely with a fellow commissioner, Travis Godon, and the district attorney's office. And we've been just combing through the NRSs and looking for anything we can use to fight back. And basically, if you pull up the resolution, that's what we came up with.
Why aren't other county commissioners doing this?
You know, I don't know. Sometimes it's just it just takes somebody getting the ball rolling. I am blessed. Those people that know me, blessed or otherwise, I just kind of have a gutsy, ballsy attitude most of the time. I don't mind standing up for what's right and standing up for what I believe in. We're pretty happy to have the neighboring counties in Eureka where the sheriff over there has a similar attitude, and so it helps to band together. Sounds like they're going to be passing their own kind of version of this. And so, yeah, I guess probably sometimes people just need somebody that's got the guts to stand up and start the ball rolling, and I think others will follow suit.
And do you find it interesting that you're really not getting any media coverage on this throughout the state?
That is interesting. That is very interesting, because I just because I'm me, I on a daily basis will do a quick Google search and just check and see if anything's popped up, and I do scratch my head noticing that it really hasn't come up. Very interesting.
Yeah, kind of keeping this quiet. So where can people find the resolution that the White Pine County Commissioners put together and put out for people?
Okay, so it's a little bit convoluted, and what I would like to do probably is send you guys a link as well, so that maybe you can put it up on the website or even
please
you can put
do.
It on your show Facebook page.
But yes, have my information. I will put it up everywhere.
There you go. So in the meantime, people can go to whitepinecounty.net and go to the Board of Commissioners page, and you'll have to download the agenda from our December 9th meeting. And the way that they do it, the highlighted titles are links that go to download the backup materials. So you can download the resolution. You'll want to scroll down because they have the first draft of it. The first draft of it didn't fly, needed some typos corrected anyway, and we added some more beef to it the second time around. So you'll want to scroll back past the first two pages, and then you can see the real deal.
Okay. Well, I know, you know, there's all the legal speak and everything like that in it, but give me the breakdown, give our listeners the breakdown of what it protects and what it nullifies. Can business owners open up full capacity, no masks? Can, you know, what can people do and not do?
Okay, so we basically cited two major things. There's a lot of whereases in there, but the big ones are the Constitution gives government certain authorities and limitations. The state of Nevada statutes gives our governor certain law authorities and limitations. He has violated both of those. And because he's violated both of those, his directives are not valid. And so we put a couple of things in there. The first one is that we're using their own quarantine against them. So because inspectors are potentially in a high-risk situation by visiting out-of-compliance businesses, they're required to quarantine for 14 days prior and get a warrant prior to inspecting any of our businesses. They are not to be given out any fines. We directed our district attorney's office not to prosecute any violations of the governor's directives, and we directed our sheriff's department not to respond to any complaints of violations of any of these directives.
And that is what is keeping people shut down. Businesses don't have any money because of everything that was supposed to be for just 2 weeks, you know, back in March, that has gone on now for 8 months, 9 months. This is the problem here. People don't have the money for fines, and they're afraid, so they won't open up. You have just protected everyone in your county.
Right. And on top of that, we established a fund to pay fines and litigation fees of any of our businesses that incur such things. Now, this isn't legal advice. This is Ian Bullis's perspective. But if it was me, I just wouldn't pay the fine. I'd just throw it in the trash and say, come get it.
Kind of like the New Jersey gym owner that has $1.2 million in fines right now.
Right. There must be something about guys named Ian with great beards. We kind of tend to be ballsy.
It's something in the character, I tell you. Well, Ian, I want to give you a stage here just to talk to everybody in Northern Nevada here for a minute. What would you tell them to do if they were you?
Listen, none of this stops until we say so. That's really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stand up and say no. And if enough of us stand up and say no, it ends. It's that simple.
It is that simple. Ian Bullis, White Pine County Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us today. And I've got a lot to talk about with my listeners. So remember, everybody in White Pine County can listen online at 991fmtalk.com, and they can check out your interview on the podcast.
Well, we'll spread the word. Thanks, Monica. I want to say it's kind of fun to talk to you. I don't want to make you feel old, but I grew up listening to you and Ross do your thing for years. So it's a lot of, kind of fun to talk.
That's where you get that backbone.
I never feel old,
Ian. I'm young at heart. So thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your time today. All right. We're going to go ahead and take our break early because I know people want to talk about this. And I know you're going to have something to say. Mike's on the line. We'll get right back with him right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Coming in 2022, Harrison Ford will star in the fifth and final Indiana Jones movie. Here are potential titles. Indiana Jones and the Dentures of Doom. Watch as he makes his way through a bowl of oatmeal. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Assisted Living. Raiders of the Last Medicine Cabinet. He's not trying to procure ancient artifacts. He is an ancient artifact. Indiana Jones and the Search for Prune Juice. Indiana Jones and the Early Bird Special. Or Indiana Jones and the Kids That Won't Get Off His Lawn. The fifth and final sequel, probably going directly to Netflix. Check your depends for showtimes.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Remember, at 991fmtalk.com, you can stream the show live all around the world. 991fmtalk.com. We've got listeners in Hong Kong. We've got listeners in Sweden. We've got listeners in just everywhere. England. Even had one in Iran that was listening one time. I don't know what that was all about, but, you know, people can listen from wherever they want. And you can listen to the podcast, which I highly suggest, especially since we just had White Pine County Commissioner Ian Bullis on with us, who was talking about how they put it together and how they nullified Governor Sisolak's orders and they opened up their county. They declared an economic emergency. He's been waiting for a long time, so I can't wait to hear his thoughts on this. Mike is joining us right now. Mike, what do you think about what Ian had to say?
I think that was just awesome to see our Constitution being used for us like it's supposed to be.
You mean protecting us and protecting our rights? And
yeah, I wanted to talk about conspiracy, and it has to do with, you know, Ian... they just pulled a couple of the nails out of the coffin, you might say. what I wanted to say was, well, first of all, I've been following politics. I'm 70. I've been following for like 60 years. My parents were John Birchers. You know, they were those paranoid conspiratorists, you know, and stuff.
Conspirators, yeah.
Everything that they were talking about back then is coming true.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
Come true. Pardon me?
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it's amazing, you know. But I just wanted to say that most of the nails are in the coffin, okay? What's inside the coffin is our Constitution and our children and our posterity. And if we lose this presidential election... the final nails are going to go in that coffin, and it's going to be put into the ground.
Well,
and that's
I hope I make you feel better, because we're not going to lose this election.
No, we're not going to lose. We're not. I'm saying that because I want people to get involved. You know, we don't. Okay, I was a Vietnam vet, and I don't need anybody to thank me, because you know what? They're our trading partners now. You know, so. But for those that can sit back in their easy chairs, or they're getting their coolers ready to go to Tahoe tomorrow because it'll be a nice day, mm-hmm. and they can say, well, I'm a Vietnam vet. I did my part. Well, when their grandchild asks them, weren't you in Vietnam, Grandpa? And they go, yeah. And they go, well, why didn't you fight here where it makes a difference for us right now? We're fighting for our past posterity. And so there's a rally tomorrow. And, we've been getting, maybe 1,000, 2,000. Why don't we have 10,000 people there?
That is a good question.
Instead of watching college football and going to the lake and stuff, go riding their, dirt bikes and stuff. Why don't they come out and take a stand and bring their long guns since it's legal? We're not going to use them, but just show that we know what's going on.
Mike, people aren't coming out and people aren't speaking up because they are so brainwashed by the mainstream media and by elected representatives that say, they're fighting for them. There's nothing we can do. We have to go along to get along. This, blah, 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 blah. That people don't understand even their rights. They don't even understand what January 6th is all about. They don't understand how the Electoral College works. They don't understand how the Constitution works to protect them. Because that's the first thing that you do in the Communist Party is you take over the education system, you take over the media, and people just lull themselves into a false sense of security. But patriots like yourself, patriots like everybody who shows up this Saturday, 12 o'clock, get there early at the state capitol grounds, those are the people who are going to make the difference. So, Mike, you requested, and I'm not going to thank you for your service, but, I'm going to thank you for standing up and using your voice to wake other people up that this conspiracy BS, it's not a theory. It's a fact now, and it's going on all around us. Mike, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. You have to know that President Trump does everything for a reason. Everything has to play out the way that it is exactly playing out right now. I've told you before, and if you're new to the show, it's because of exposure. The deep state has to be exposed. And when I say deep state, a lot of, Republicans automatically go to Democrats. And that's not true. That is not the case. The Bushes, all of them, thank goodness Jeb Bush didn't get in there, because they are all globalists. They are part of the Bilderberg Group. They go to Davos. They are part of the elite who decide our future, who think they decide our future, because we are actually the ones who decide it. You can sit back and you can say Trump lost. You can say, why isn't the Supreme Court doing anything? Why aren't the lower courts doing anything? And all I can tell you is sit back and enjoy the show. Because every moment of every day, the truth comes out. Like the truth that John Roberts was on the Epstein Island manifesto. The roster from the plane had visited there. How do you think politicians, how do you think government representatives that are outside of elected office, how do you think that corporate CEOs, healthcare experts, world leaders, how do you think that they're all controlled? That they all get on the same page? If they can't do it with money, then it's done with blackmail and intimidation. Just like all these witnesses that are coming forward on the left and on the right, signing affidavits about election fraud. that are having their families threatened, loss of jobs. They have to move because they've got the backbone to do this. They want their country back. That's why Trump came out and said, make America great again. Because he knew how far we had fallen. The false patriotism that the media shows, that's exactly what it is. It's a media show. It's propaganda. It's all to make you feel like there's nothing wrong with what's going on. And there is everything wrong with what is going on. When Sidney Powell said it was going to be biblical, trust me, it is going to be biblical. There are going to be faces that you never thought possible that are going to all be dressed in orange. Because orange is the new black. For all of those people who have deceived the American people, the people of the world, for so long, they are going to be exposed. We're in this for the long game. Just have Trump's back and pay attention. Not to the mainstream media. Go online. Go find all these things before YouTube takes them all down. I try to link as many as I can. Go online to 991fmtalk.com. Answer the poll question. Have some fun. Go on to my page and just read some of the stories. Every link on there, I have been through. They are not corrupted. I would not put a corrupted link on my page. So please, take advantage of the information and educate yourself. Because those in charge around us, they're not going to educate you. You have to do it yourself. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all going to laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. Fight too loud.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's Friday, Friday, I'm free again. I've got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's Friday, Friday,
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop you up.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
We do want to pump you up. We want to pump you up with great information and teach you how to think for yourself and go out there and find the information. It's the Monica J. Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here as we head into the last 20 minutes of the program here. Thank you so much to one of our listeners, Frankie, who won a box of chocolates from the chocolate shop, $25 value of chocolate truffles, handmade chocolate truffles, by the way. So she was not able to get them before she leaves on travels because, yes, people are traveling. So she gave us back the certificate to give away. So let's do this. Caller number, let's see. We'll make it simple. 3 right now. Our last certificate to the chocolate shop in the Rayleigh Shopping Center in glorious Gardnerville. So there you go. 884-9910. Caller number 3. You pick up that box of chocolates. A little early Christmas present for you from Frankie. All right. Speaking of grabbing you some great information, you have to watch out for the doctors out there. Because these paid propagandists that just go on their media networks, they're not giving you good information. They're giving you the information they're told to give the people. Like Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who is on NBC all the time, he says that people shouldn't travel or be liberated from wearing masks until next summer. But wait a minute, it doesn't stop there. Even if they've been vaccinated. So there you go. The elite pushing the fact that even if you get vaccinated, you still need to be locked down and wearing masks until next summer. What are you going to do about this? Do some outside of the box thinking. So if there have been 300,000 COVID-19 deaths in this country, over and above what our normal death rate is, then we should all be heading to the stock exchange and buying stock in the funeral companies that are out there. Well, you might want to hold on to your money, because funeral companies' revenues, they do not reflect 300,000 COVID-19 deaths. Again, a coroner from Colorado, furious about all of the false information, the false numbers coming out everywhere, listing gunshot wounds as COVID-19 deaths. They have to. That's how the hospitals get money. That's how they stay in business, basically. Playing along. Funeral companies' revenues aren't going up. What, is everybody just throwing these bodies in their backyard or something? I mean, seriously, that's not a joke. Don't think that I'm taking this lightly. I mean, my father died in August. We made sure that the death certificate did not have COVID-19 listed on it. Seems like that's what people have to do now. But just again, just because it's not on the death certificate doesn't mean that it's not written somewhere in hospital records, even though he was never tested for COVID-19. It's amazing what people will do for numbers, for money. Doctors don't want to lose their licenses. They know how powerful these people are. So they go along. What are they going to do? Well, we've had the doctors. They just call them the, you know, capital step doctors. We've had doctors come forward and say, this is a bunch of BS. This is no worse than a bad flu, a bad cold. Loss is a hurtful, terrible thing. And we don't talk about death in this country like we should. We don't talk to our kids about it. They see it on TV and their favorite characters come back the next week. They don't understand it. That's something that I've been talking about for decades. I have no problem talking about death. My own death, my family members' deaths. It is a fact of life. It's going to happen to all of us. So why would you let a government shut down the most precious moments of your lives for something that is not a pandemic, according to the CDC and the World Health Organization, the numbers aren't there. Yet you let people intimidate you, make you feel bad, when all the while, you are losing your constitutional rights. Your rights to go outside and enjoy life. Your rights to have a business and have it flourish without government interference. Just because somebody died. Somebody died of underlying conditions that this virus got a hold of and exacerbated. It happens. It's always happened, and it will continue to happen. My cousin with two children, a beautiful wife, went swimming in a pond. The old fishing hole. Got a bacteria that literally dissolved the arteries. Not the arteries, the valves in his heart. By going swimming with some friends. You can die at any time. I could finish this show and have a massive stroke, have an aneurysm. That's why I am fighting so hard for people to understand what's at stake here. Life is at stake. Life not being under somebody else's thumb is at stake. Life being natural and beautiful. Not every time a virus comes around being pumped full of deadly toxic chemicals. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness will continue this Saturday. Whatever you want to call it. You want to call it Stop the Steal. You want to call it No Mask Mandate. You want to call it whatever. Call it something. And grab a flag and get out to the state capitol this weekend, this Saturday at 12 o'clock. Come stand with me and others. No matter what the weather is like, come stand together with your friends and your neighbors to let those who are trying to hold you back from life, that you're not going to stand for it. We've seen it happen around the world, and we are seeing it here in this country. Law enforcement has a job to do. But at some point, law enforcement has to make a decision. Are they going to protect the oath and abide by the oath that they take? Oaths always start with protecting the Constitution and the freedoms of this country. Or are they going to stand by and do what they are told by superiors who have an agenda? We'll see. Maybe we'll even see this weekend. You see people all around this country who are in prison, being released. Violent criminals being released to commit violent crimes again, People have been killed. People have been severely hurt. People have been raped. To make room in those jails and prisons for people who are opening their businesses. For mothers who are taking their kids to parks. For people who went to the beach. What does that tell you? What does that tell you when the new district attorney in LA says he's not going to prosecute? He's not going to prosecute, oh, let's see. Disturbing the peace? Resisting arrest? Trespassing? Driving without a valid driver's license? Driving on a suspended license? Criminal threats? Drug possession? Public intoxication? Loitering to commit prostitution? Possession of alcohol by a minor? Being under the influence of a controlled substance? Really? Is that the world that you want to live in? Because I don't want some dumbass who's drunk on my property screaming death threats at me. And not get arrested. And not get prosecuted. We have natural laws, but we also have laws to protect each other. And when you don't enforce those laws anymore, then it's no longer a polite society. And this is exactly what the left is trying to undermine. A polite society of law-abiding citizens. They back illegal immigration. They back letting criminals out of jail so they can commit more crimes under the guise of their safety to not get a virus that has a 99.6% survival rate. You might want to start thinking about this. Because as my grandmother would say, this country is going to hell in a handbasket. And it's taken us all along for the ride. Well, I'm getting off this ride. And I will hopefully see you Saturday at 12 o'clock in front of the state capitol. And if you can't make it because, well, you've got Christmas shopping to do or you've got something else to do, I feel really bad for you. I do. Because the patriots will be out there protecting your rights. I hope I see you there. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And all kinds of congratulations. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Congratulations to Jackie from Minden for picking up that gift certificate, our last one for the chocolate shop for those great chocolate truffles. Jackie, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas. And I'm hoping we can all look forward to a spectacular 2021. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. But I want to leave you with a little bit of history. Mrs. Herlong, or actually Mrs. Patricia Nordam of DeLand, Florida, was an ardent and articulate opponent of communism. And she wanted Red into the record back in 1963. The goals of communism. And I'm just going to read you a few of them here. Permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation, and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. China comes to mind. Provide American aid to all nations, regardless of communist domination. Sounds like China. Grant recognition of Red China and admission of Red China into the UN. 1963. This has been coming at us for a long time. Bit by bit by bit. That's the ultimate goal. To take down the United States of America in the form of communism. Infiltration from the inside. Look it up and find out how much China actually owns of this country. You might be surprised. God bless you. I love you. I hope I see you tomorrow at the state capitol. If not, have a great weekend.